All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, March 21st of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a 7-game NBA main slate tonight. The DraftKings NBA Live Final is tonight, so good luck to all participating in the Live Final. We have trucks today for NASCAR. We have a single game NHL showdown, and then we have golf today through the weekend. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hour channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right. One other thing here with our question that's in the queue here. MLB opening day, less than a week away. Opening day will be on Thursday, March 27th of next week. So pretty exciting. You guys can expect some content from us at the beginning of next week, but I'm sure a lot of people here are super excited for a little bit change of pace with the craziness going on with NBA and getting to some MLB action. Philly said he is excited for MLB as well. Awesome. All right, so let's get SaberSim up. And we have one question in the queue. Hi, Andrew. As MLB is around the corner, do the Sims take into consideration ISO and WOBA for hitters? Are we expecting a new Jordan special MLB video for the 25 season? Thanks. We take into account a ton of detailed statistics. The one thing that we don't take into account that I think a lot of people look at is like BVP, which is like batter versus pitcher, in our analysis, that is not a good predictor statistic. So that is something that we do ignore. So just be aware of that. And then we should have it at a minimum one video. I would expect maybe like two, possibly three videos to go up starting at the beginning of next week. So keep an eye out for those. There should be announcements in the Discord about them. Those videos should also go to Saber School, and they should be available here in like this latest section at some point next week, probably Monday, Tuesday, the latest. So keep an eye out for that, but we will definitely communicate it, and we are definitely expecting to have some new content for you guys. So super excited for 2025 MLB season. All right. With that said, why don't we jump into a slate demo? I was going to do something a little bit different today. So, you know, obviously we have NBA action, but I did see that we do have, you know, an NHL showdown, and then we have trucks tonight as well. Right. So I was going to go do some trucks action. We've had a couple people, you know, asking for like NASCAR build reviews and things like that. And, as a reminder, we do have our build review show today, 5 p.m. Eastern, so that'll be going live in about an hour here after this show ends. So I'm pretty sure one of the reviews today is a NASCAR review. So keep in mind that, well, two things here, right? Notice, you know, trucks are today, not seeing any projections. Projections always go up 60 to 90 minutes after qualifying ends. I don't know what time qualifying started for trucks, but that's the first thing to remember, right? And then the second thing is that, you know, there are pretty much like the same number of drivers for trucks, Xfinity, NASCAR, as far as like player pool size goes, right? Player pool size is going to be similar for all of these. So your strategy is going to kind of be similar across the board here, right? I don't think you should be doing something different for trucks and then doing something different for a cup race, right? So what this allows you to do, it allows you to work on your process more days a week, right? It's kind of what we talk about during NFL season, you know, like we like, hey, you know, don't only play the Sunday main slates, you know, play the early only, play the afternoon only, play the Monday to Thursday, right? Like, play all of these other slates for two reasons. One, it helps you smooth out variance by playing more slates. If you are submitting strong, positive sim ROI lineups, it's going to help your variance, right? And then the second thing is that it gives you more opportunities to dial in your process. You are iterating on it every single time. Here, this is awesome, right? Because these slates are happening on different days. So like I could work on my process, you know, Friday night, slate plays Saturday morning. I can go review, make any updates based on what I'm seeing in flashback, things like that. And then, you know, tweak the process slightly, do it again for Xfinity. And then, you know, by Sunday, hopefully, you know, you do it again Sunday morning for Xfinity. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I think, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with where I'm at. I'm ready to submit my lineups for Cup Race, and which is obviously like the biggest contest, biggest prizes, things like that. So you're kind of building through this Friday, Saturday, Sunday process that you're iterating over, hoping to, you know, dial it in the most by Sunday, right? So that kind of works out cool, unlike, you know, NFL, where all those slates are in the same day, you know, early onlys and then afternoon only, main slates happening simultaneously. You know, you kind of don't get that like buildup. So that's like a really cool thing that I've noticed with NASCAR that you can do. So keep that in mind if you guys are playing a lot of NASCAR, get in on some of the other action here. Aside from this, since qualifying doesn't seem to have happened yet, we do have single showdown tonight. Very rare. I think we had like a big 14-game NHL slate yesterday, if I recall correctly. So now we just have this single showdown, which, you know, this can be interesting too, right? Maybe we'll do a slate demo here. In case you guys aren't aware of this, I'm not an NHL shark by any means here. So, you know, maybe I'm saying like in the postseason, try and dial in their process, right? So first thing is, you know, contests usually a bit smaller, right? Everything's kind of in like the thousands of persons here. We do not have bucket ownership. There's only one ownership source for NHL Showdown. So that's just Sabersome ownership. So just leave that alone. I'm just going to roll with this default sim. No problems there. Go back to my build. Again, build the max number of lineups you can. I'm going to drop min salary here because I want to allow the builder to do its thing with correlations, with line stacking. And, you know, sometimes lower salary lineups can be okay, right? Just because I lower it doesn't mean the builder is automatically going to go and give me a bunch of low-owned lineups or I'm sorry, low salary lineups. But if those lineups are popping in the sims, you know, usually the lower the salary, the less duplicated they are. And overall, I'm okay, you know, trusting the builder in that sense. So I want to give the builder a little bit more wiggle room then a little bit less. So I'm going to bump min salary down. I'm going to make my two small adjustments to projections. And then I'm definitely not going to do any filters or rules here. I just want to let the sim outputs do their thing. And, you know, our sliders are on 0-10. So this is kind of interesting, right? Because, you know, some people might look at this and they're like, hey, correlation's at zero. You know, we're playing hockey, right? I mean, look at all these, you know, high player to player correlation, everyone knows that, you know, stacking in hockey is like a big thing. Correlations are high, 0.27, 0.25, 0.23. But remember, these are the correlations that come from the simulations. What the correlation slider does is it amplifies the correlations, right? So when correlation is higher, the player-to-player correlations get increased, and we don't really need that for showdown, right? The correlations in the play-by-play sim are enough for a showdown lineup. We understand the line stacking combinations and things like that. So there is enough correlation where you don't need to amplify it. Okay. So that's the big thing here to understand with the 0-10 sliders for hockey that, you know, might come across as like kind of strange given just general hockey strategy. But you know, we'll run this build and we'll look at, you know, what kind of combinations we're getting and stuff like that. And I still imagine we're going to be getting stacks. All right. So let's let these 500 lineups run. And then after it runs, we'll kick this contest sim. I think I'm going to change this. So there's this toggle down here, run contest sim automatically after build, in case you guys weren't aware of it. It's kind of newer. I've had it off for a very long time, but I'm going to turn it on. The reason I'm turning it on is because when I do this show, I wouldn't upload a file and I would just create a manual contest sim. But now we auto create one, which is usually the highest prize pool, largest field contest on the slate. So I feel pretty comfortable just turning on that toggle now and letting the builder do its thing there. So we got our contest sim ran. It is sorting by the right metric. That's great. Let's move some columns around. Just get rid of some things I don't care too much about. See, like, I don't need all these doubles with, like, projection ownership. Seems fine. Cool. This looks a lot better. This looks pretty good. Pretty happy with our setup here. Let's set up an average ROI one. Cool. So when I'm doing showdowns, you know, I think about showdown a little bit differently than I think about like classic slates, right? Classic slates, you usually don't need an optimal to win. So there could be a number of winning lineups, right? The combinations, you know, you're not looking for that one lineup that's like really going to do it. You might not need that in NHL either, but you know, you're going to definitely need to be a lot closer, right? So the way I think about it is, you know, for classic, I want to have a full pool of lineups I'm willing to play. I want to diversify. For showdown, I kind of want to take a pool and I kind of want to shrink it down onto a smaller, what I call like my effective pool, my working pool, and say like, okay, you know, I want to play lineups from this smaller set, and hopefully one of them is going to be the winner, right? So the way I do that is set up a filter that's like a ROI greater than zero. This will drop my lineups down right away. And then if I click this toggle, I can see that. So 202 lineups went in the trash here. This is why, you know, when you use SaberScore, we recommend staying in the top like 25 to 50% because usually when we do an ROI filter, it gets rid of like somewhere around like 40-ish percent of your lineups. So if you're staying in the top 25 to 50, chances are you're playing more positive ROI lineups with SaberScore. Okay. So ROI filter check. Another thing I like to do is a geo mean filter. So what you would have to do, and really quickly, I'm just going to rename this ROI one. ROI, save. Okay, cool. I'm going to turn that off. So if I want to do a geo mean filter, I got to go create a geo mean custom metric, which you could do if you're on ultimate. If not, you could do this as a rule. But anyways, I create a metric that says my own geo mean value. I just renamed it here. Once I create it, now it's something I can filter by in this dropdown. So then I would say geo mean less than X. I don't know what number we want to use here. I'm just going to start with something like 20. See if that even does anything. It doesn't. Okay. And honestly, something I probably would have done, which maybe we could just like go do real quick. We have some time, is I would figure out if duplication is important for NHL showdown. And the best way to do that is to just go back to a past slate and look, right? So I would go back to like yesterday. Cause again, you know, I'm saying like, hey, I don't play NHL. I'd go to the contest tab and then I would, you know, I would try and find a similarly sized contest. So like, see like this $15, it's a lot smaller, 235 entries. I don't really want to use it. So I would go down to the $1.20 max because the size of this one is actually a lot closer. Seems like they sized this up slightly here because it's like the only game on the slate. So then I would go to users and then I would typically look at maxers, so 20 entries, sort by sim ROI. Okay, so here, right, I come in here, average dupes are zero or one. I actually wouldn't do anything for duplication in this sense. You know, the duplication rates are so low that I don't think it's very necessary. So then I would just go back to the one I'm doing here, and I would basically skip that step. But that might be something you want to use for like NBA Showdown, you know, NFL Showdown, when MLB Showdown comes around, you know, kind of do the same thing, right? MLB might play a little bit closer to hockey. I'm not like 100% sure. So I would want to check though, right? But using past slates to get answers to these questions is something that you definitely want to consider, right? So, okay, I got my ROI filter check. I'm going to skip the geo mean one check. And I'm kind of ready to go here, right? So now I'm ready to start like analyzing these lineups. We're taking one stand on Zach Borensky. It's not a huge stand. He's 11% owned. We have him in 25% of our lineups at captain. Seems fine. And then some bigger stands here, definitely on the flex side. So, you know, maybe I'm not too familiar with these guys. Maybe I want to diversify a little bit. You know, you can still use mini uniques. You can cap exposures. I like to try uniques first and then cap. So going from one to two uniques seems fine. Two to three. ROI dropped here like 20%. Not that bad. Projection slightly down. But, you know, our exposures come down, right? So, like, the way you got to think about this is, like, okay, the builder is, like, jamming this player at, like, 70%. And the reason they're doing that is because they think it's, like, a very strong play. Well, when you lower your exposure to that player, you're effectively lowering your ROI a little bit. So you should expect, like, when, you know, your highest exposed player, like you're managing your risk to them, when that exposure comes down, well, your ROI is going to come down slightly too, right? So kind of expected, you know, by managing my risk, I'm trading some ROI to do so. I'm totally fine with that. I like this a lot better. You know, we're still getting to this, you know, line one CBJ, but our exposure is less, our leverage is less. And it just seems like a high-owned line that's going to be popular tonight more than Pittsburgh. So I'm fine with it, right? I think that, you know, three uniques is good. Half of our lineup is different from every other lineup in our set of 20. We didn't sacrifice too much here. And I think that, you know, the leverages are a lot better, and I'm a lot happier with them. So I would do something like this if I were building lineups for NHL tonight. And again, you know, I'm not an NHL shark. But, you know, I think that you could build strong lineups with SaberSim using ideas and concepts that you learn from other sports and apply them here, right? And we even, you know, went and checked the past NHL slate to make sure we were kind of on the right track here. So hope that helps you guys out if you guys want to experiment a little bit with some other sports. I know NBA is a little crazy this time of year. But Philly said, I may follow your lead on this and run the raw Sims for NHL Showdown tonight. Right on. Hope you have some success. But I know the contests are a little bigger than usual, so kind of a good day to check it out. All right. We are caught up with questions in the Office Hours channel and Discord. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed that NHL Showdown demo. I'll be back in about 40 minutes for our build review show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.